A few months ago, when we first talked to Chris Kelly, he was just getting his feet on the ground as the new president and CEO of the Ebbe Halliday Companies. And, well, his feet are firmly on the ground right now, so we thought we'd check back in with him. And he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be back. Thank you, David.
So you're wearing boots? Do you have boots?
In purchase, actually.
You're in the process?
In the process. It depends on what area of town I am where I get the most grief about that.
So you came in from Kansas City, which was our rockin' town. You have a lot of history in the real estate business. Ebbe was just bought out by Warren Buffett and in the what do they call it, the Home Services of America.
Correct.
I guess, is Berkshire Hathaway's Home Services of America. So a lot of transition right now. So what are you telling the crew? The troop, because you got a lot of people, a lot of agents out there that listen to you.
Yeah, so we just kind of wrapped up. I've been able to hit all 33 offices in 3 months, and that was really one of my goals, is to be able to get face-to-face with everybody at every one of our offices. And where we've talked about it on that front is that we are literally just scratching the surface of what it means to be part of Berkshire Hathaway and Home Services. We're just 7 months into that relationship. But really what it means for us going forward is that at an agent level, at a leadership level, at a company level, we have access to this entire network of other brokerages across the country where that we can share ideas. I like to say beg, borrow, and steal from. There's a lot of things we don't need to invent the wheel on here. We can look to our sister companies for where they've had successes, where they've overcome challenges, because they're going to do the same to us. They're going to come here and see what's working because they're going to want to use it in their market. So this network of ability to share is really one of the great advantages of being part of that.
There
company.
Ought to be some unique capability too with a parent like Berkshire Hathaway, because of all the vast different holdings. I mean, they own Justin Boots and Acme Brick, but they also own Geico. And I've often wondered when somebody buys a house from you and everything's signed off, they disappear and you see them again in 15 years. But why can't you be like American Home Shield, you know, and offer, you know, warranty services through some Berkshire Hathaway?
Yeah, you've touched on it, because what we've historically been is we want to provide everything that allows you to buy or sell a house. And so that would be brokerage, it'd be mortgage, title, insurance, and then including warranty as well. Where we're moving to now is that we've got this 7 to 9 year time period between someone buying or selling a house, that there's all kinds of services we can do for them then, which makes them reacquiring them as a client the next time they need to buy or sell much easier.
But you can also even have some cash flow and your business is cyclical. You got to find some way to even out that cycle.
So one of the things that's been really interesting that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't suspect about real estate is that once someone buys a house, their realtor remains their connection for everything related to that house. I always joke that the dishwasher could literally be flooding the house, and the first person that the seller calls is, or the homeowner calls is not the plumber. It's they call their realtor and they go, "What should we do?" And so we have this great portal and connection to our clients. And so we want to connect them with all the services that you would need while you own the house. So that complete home journey, we can really complete that loop for them in a much more seamless fashion. So that's what we're really moving towards, going towards in the future, is everything you touched on, is that idea that I need a painter, I need a plumber, I need to do this for my house. And as they're doing those things, we're also learning what they've done so that when they come back and sell, we know everything they've done to their house during that life cycle process, which makes it easier for us to get it ready to sell.
When people buy houses, a lot of times they'll buy, you know, if they're buying a second house, they buy warranties.
Right.
Can you be in that business? Are you prohibited?
So where we've been in that business is that we have done marketing agreements with warranty companies, and so that we can market their products. And what we found is that it's a great one-year product. Most people will get the home warranty for at least the first year, because oftentimes a seller will purchase it for them. But if they haven't used it in that 1 year time period, oftentimes they'll let it drop and they won't renew it.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is that even if you don't renew the warranty after 1 year, which we think it's a great product and we think everyone should have one when they own a home, but if they don't have it, it's everything else that's outside of warranty where we really also want to be a portal for them to get to those services.
So where are we in the cycle? You know, I look at the headlines, a coincidental with your arrival, come to think of it, and all I see is, you know, housing market in DFW is still robust, but it's slowing, and where home prices are going up but at a much slower rate than we used. They didn't call you in on the last 15 minutes of a two-hour-long Easter egg hunt, did they?
It seems like it sometimes, but yes, like, hey, this would have been great to have been down here 2 years ago. I think what's happening is we all reset our new normal very quickly. So a hot market becomes the normal market. And really what we're looking to going into is more of a balanced market. So when we look back over the last couple of years, it might have been very positive as a seller, but ask the buyers how they felt. Did they like the fact that they had multiple buyers, that they had to offer more than they thought they should have, that they lost out on opportunity, so they only had to, you know, it was four offers before they got a house? Those people didn't feel like it was a great market. And so a balanced market between buyers and sellers is actually a good thing because, as you mentioned, it also helps prevent home prices appreciating too fast. And that's where bubbles can get created. So I actually think it's okay to have a little bit of a balanced market after what we call a hot market, which really just means a seller's market.
You know, there is that insidious thing where you somebody says, oh, my goodness, did you see the comparables? Your house, it's worth $1 million. And the first instinct is, I think I'm going to sell. But then you suddenly realize, well, I've got to live someplace. It's probably going to cost me more than that to move.
Right. That's exactly right. There's always a flip the other side to the transaction. And then the other thing we ran into as well is that folks that were able to refinance during the economic recession and get those 3% mortgages, well, they've kind of felt this, oh, I can't give that up. If I buy a house now, I might have a 5% mortgage, and that's terrible, which it's obviously we know it's not historically. So it's a matter of educating those consumers as well that even at a mortgage interest rate that's higher than maybe what you got in this really great market for interest rates in the recession, you're still coming out ahead because of the increase to your home value. So it is an education process that we have to, as agents, really take seriously to make sure that the tone we set for the market is heard by our consumers.
You know, speaking of education, I would think name ID probably could use some education too. We've had so much in-migration here that, I mean, I don't know what it is, maybe an eighth of the population of North Texas, you know, had the name Ebby doesn't mean anything to them. In fact, they find it a little odd.
You're right. I mean, the positive is we're in a market with great business growth, which means more people moving here. The flip side of that for a brand like ours is that the people coming here don't have this historical reference to the brand or, you know, what she as an individual meant to our communities. And so the two things that I think we continue to do is, one, what Ebby Halliday's always done, which is being a contributor to the communities that we serve. I think more and more people expect the businesses that they do business with will be contributing back to the community. So we have to continue to do that, which is a way to continue for awareness. And then the other thing is we're in a great business where we get a lot of billboards, and they're called yard signs. And so the more we grow, the more yard signs that are out there, which is brand prominence for other people to see when they're moving here.
That is, I mean, I hadn't really thought about that, but that's the kind of advertising that people pay an awful lot of money for.
Yeah, yes.
And you get it along with the listing.
Yeah, people talk about regular highway billboards, like we should put a billboard up. And they're like, well, that might be a great idea. But you know what? 20 yard signs actually makes a way bigger difference than a billboard sitting on a highway.
Ask any politician. Chris Kelly's president and CEO of the Ebby Halliday Companies. It's always good to visit with you.
David, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.